This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Kyiv, Ukraine, says that American military aid on its way to Ukraine will make a real difference in its war with Russia. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Blinken's remarks came Tuesday as the top diplomat made an unannounced visit to reassure an ally facing a fierce new Russian offensive. According to open-source monitoring analysts, Moscow's troops have captured around 100 to 125 square kilometers of territory. That includes at least seven villages in recent days. Though most of those villages were already depopulated, thousands of civilians in the area have fled the fighting. Analysts have called this moment one of the most dangerous for Ukraine since Russia's full-scale invasion. President Volodymyr Zelensky asked for more air defense systems to protect civilians in the northeast. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
AP correspondent Charles de la Desma now reports on the social upheaval in Gaza as war continues to rage between Israel and Hamas there.
The United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees says 450,000 Palestinians have been driven out of Rafah in Gaza south over the past week. There were roughly 1.3 million people sheltering in Rafah before Israel began pushing into the city, which Israel says is the last Hamas stronghold. Israeli forces are also battling Hamas militants in northern Gaza. The army's evacuation orders issued on Saturday have displaced around 100 people so far. UN Deputy Spokesman Farhan Haq told reporters on Monday. Palestinian officials say Israeli strikes in central Gaza have killed at least 12 people overnight and into Tuesday. I'm Charles de la Desma.
This is VOA News. Former U.S. President and presumed Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is flanked by high-profile Republicans at his hush money criminal trial in New York today. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Trump, the first former U.S. president to go on trial, was being joined in the Manhattan courtroom by an entourage of Republican supporters, including House Speaker Mike Johnson, second in line of succession to the president. Johnson traveling with Trump in his motorcade, along with North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, Florida Representatives Byron Donalds and Corey Mills, and his former GOP rival Vivek Ramaswamy. Burgum and Donalds considered potential VP contenders. Their presence as Michael Cohen, the prosecution's star witness, returns to the stand is a not-so-subtle show of support, meant not just for Trump, but also for voters. At Manhattan Criminal Court, I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. and British officials warned on Tuesday of a growing cyber threat from China, with the White House cyber director saying Beijing was capable of causing havoc in cyberspace, and a U.K. spy agency chief warning of an epoch-defining challenge. Beijing denies such allegations. Russian President Vladimir Putin demoted Nikolai Patrushev, a Cold War warrior who crafted the Kremlin's national security strategy, demoted him to a job overseeing the shipping industry while raising two younger lieutenants to senior Kremlin jobs. Putin has also changed his defense minister amid the war in Ukraine. The U.S. government's Highway Safety Agency has opened yet another investigation into automated driving systems. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is looking into crashes involving Waymo's self-driving systems. Waymo was once Google's self-driving vehicle unit. The government agency says on its website that it's received 22 reports of Waymo vehicles either crashing or doing something that may have violated traffic laws when the automated driving system was engaged. And it says it's opened at least four investigations of vehicles in the past month. 17 of those incidents were crashes, but no injuries were reported. Waymo vehicles were reported to have hit stationary objects such as gates, chains, or parked vehicles, and that incident occurred shortly after the Waymo driving system behaved unexpectedly near traffic control devices. All companies with self-driving or partially self-driving vehicles are required to report all crashes to the federal government. Donna Water, Washington.
For more stories, please visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.